I will speak in English today. It's connected? Uh-oh. Can I come? Okay, yeah. Fine. Okay, let us read about from Song of Songs. The Song of Songs, which is Solomon's, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is bitter than wine. Because of the freshness of your good ointments, your name is ointment poured forth. Therefore the virgins love you. Draw me away, we will run after you. The king has brought me into his chambers. We will be glad and rejoice in you. We will remember your love more than the wine. Rightly, do they love you? There is controversy about the book of Song of Songs. It was attacked right and left from outside people, atheists and Muslims, and everybody attacked this book. But unfortunately, it is also severely attacked from scholars of the Bible. Okay? But say that no single book in the Bible was attacked like Song of Songs. But say I'm using King James, New King James Version. The title of this version, this part, Solomon's Love for a Shulamite Girl. So they insist this is a love story between Solomon and girl Shulamite. Added to that, some other factors. One, there is no single mention about the word Lord or any of his names in this book, the whole book. Added to that, no direct quote from any of the New Testament books directly from this book. However, the idea of a bride and groom was used a lot, even the Old Testament as well as in the New Testament. I can say, but what? In Revelation 19:10, it says, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of the prophecy. So the whole book is about Jesus, not about Solomon and his love to this girl. The Bible is the word of God, am I right? And Jesus is the word of God. Am I right? So they are the same. No single word in this Bible, even the Red Story, history, wars, the New Testament, everything is about Jesus. And we will miss a lot if we don't see Jesus in everything we read in the whole Bible. Read with me some verses. Forever, whatever things were written before, were written for our learning. I don't need anybody to teach me how to love a girl. It is natural. Man can teach me how to. But God does not need to teach me, but need to teach me how to be in love with the Lord. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. I don't think this book, if we look at it as a story of love, a story between Solomon and Shulamite, would be inspired by the Lord. And in addition to that, we will find a lot of when we read it, even today, in these four verses, you will never, there is some stuff you cannot, it cannot happen between a man and a woman. Anyway, this book, all the godly people who studied this book, they say, this is the holy of holiness of the whole Bible. The holy of holiness, nobody can get into this place except the highest priest. Am I right? Anybody still awake with me?
Yeah.
Except the highest priest. No one can get or understand this book without being in the highest priest. to teach and to show him this is. No matter your degree or your certificates, or either theological certificates, you will say stupid stuff about this book if you don't go through or with or in the highest priest. When I started giving this recently in a church, nearby church, my doctor, which is a very godly woman, she's almost my sister, after I spoke, she told me, I hate the book, the Song of Songs. I hate it. My pastor even told me, if I have the power, I can tear it from the Bible and throw it away. I didn't say a word, but I know that she's attending the other classes or sermons. And after 3 or 4 times, she came there. I am very thankful for the Song of Songs. My testimony as a person, when I was in high school, young, I read some books. My father, but I read a book and just close it there. But my interest in the whole Bible that make me spend hours and hours started by a book about the Song of Songs. The biggest revolution in my life after came after when I read another book about Song of Songs. So please don't lose a lot from not studying the Song of Songs. It starts saying the Song of Songs, which is Solomon. This is important. This word is important for us. This is almost looks like introduction. This looks important for us. How many songs did Solomon created or wrote? Anybody remember? 1,005. Yes, he spoke 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. The question, where did the other 1,004? His book he wrote about, according to this part, he spoke about trees, cedar trees in Lebanon, small growing in the wall, animal, birds, fish. I don't know what he wrote about fish, but it's written that he wrote a poem. He wrote everything. Where did this other 1,004 gone? Nothing is stated to Solomon other than the book he wrote about the love with God. So everything you do or I do will be lost. Only the things we do in Christ or to the Christ. The fire will engulf everything we do. Only that gonna last. The gold and silver that we made for the Lord. Genesis 5 is a great example. In Genesis 5, we read about so many people. Everyone, so and so, lived so many years, gave birth to a son, okay, and lived so many years, and died. What? 600, 800. Nothing was done in 800? No. They were busy running, sleeping late sometimes, doing this or that. But when the fire tested what he did, nothing stayed. I'm just warning everybody with us that there is a fire that gonna test everything we do. Only the thing that lasts is the thing that's done for Jesus or through Jesus. That gonna last 800 years, 600 years, but the book didn't find anything to write. What gonna be wrote about me? I don't know. God help me and help you to know. Also, it is Song of Songs. It is not song number 1 or song number 2 or song number 1,004, whatever it is. No. This book is Song of Songs. Because it is the top of everything he did. Why? Because it is about the Lord of Lords, King of Kings. Everything we do for him is at the top of the things we do. Okay, very quick introduction. So, which is Solomon, which is in red? Why Solomon to write this book, or why it's important for me to know that Solomon is the one who wrote this book? Is this because he's a king, so he's a symbol of the Lord, or what about it? Because he's wise. Yes, definitely. Anything else? Okay, I will share with you something. What did Solomon wrote in the Bible? Anybody remember? Ecclesiastes? Proverbs? Psalms. Great. So let us start it in the order. He wrote some Psalms, which is great. He wrote Proverbs. And if you read Proverbs, it is just the wisdom. Wisdom said in everything. In every chapter you read, wisdom here, proverb here, there. Somebody so proud of his wisdom. And he has the right to be proud of the wisdom of God that gave it to him. In Ecclesiastes, what he wrote? First chapter. For in much wisdom is much grief. Oh my God. And who increases knowledge, increases sorrow. Oh my God. What disappointing fact he reached. He was so proud of his wisdom. Now we find, with all the wisdom I have, it increases my sorrow, my grief. In this part of chapter 2, he came to another conclusion, very bad conclusion, that then I looked on all the works that my hands have done, on the labor which I had toiled, and indeed all was vanity and grass for the wind. There was no profit under the sun. Oh my God. He built mansions, garden, he did everything a human being can dream of. And he came to the conclusion, nothing under the sun can benefit me. No, nothing or human or anything, nothing. With this conclusion in Ecclesiastes, you can start to understand Song of Songs. Why he starts saying, let him kiss me with her kisses of his mouth. I'm bored. Nothing satisfied me with whatever I had here. A status quo is not enough for me. I need something more. I need something different. And the only difference I can have, it's the kisses of his mouth. I'm eager to go in. It is not enough. Go to church. Reading the Bible. It is boring because there is no life relationship between me and him. And see what she's saying. She is asking for the kisses of his mouth. Not one. Not two. Kisses of... I am alone in the earth. I need him to be only for me. I want to get everything from him. I cannot let him go. I need him everything. Unfortunately, we only satisfy with little. We get very little from him. And we run out. Oh, did you see my testimony? God did with this, me, and that. This is not the way. You have to stay and enjoy all the kisses of his mouth. But the question comes, who you are asking for his kisses? Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. Who? You have to identify to me whom you are looking to kiss you. Is it Basra? Is it Jane? Who? There is only one in her mind. Only one that can satisfy her. And she knows who he is. Remember Mary the Magdalene in staying in the garden in front of the tomb. And a man, she thought he is a guardian. See what she said, told him. Imagine you don't know the story. Imagine she's sitting there talking to a man behind her. He's listening to her. She's saying, if you carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away. Did you understand anything? If you just, the man that is standing next to him, who is? But there is only one in my mind that captured my mind. The desire of our soul is for your name and for the remembrance of you. With my soul I have desired you in the night. Yes, by my spirit within me, I will seek you early. There is a grammar mistake here. Can you explain? Read the verse. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is better than wine. There is any mistake here? Hey, you don't know English? I will teach you English. Any mistake here? There is obvious mistake. You are polite, I know. See the first part? Let him. Him. It's accent. But after she said him to kiss me for your love, he is right in front of her. What a God we have. Just a little desire. I can't say this is... She spent hours praying, asking God, please come here. It's just probably... I cannot say a prayer. It might be just a desire in her heart. Oh, I want to go in. I want to get a real good relationship with him. Your love. He is right in front of her. Oh my God. The Lord is near to all who call upon him. To all who call upon him in truth. Anytime you really ask him, he will find. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Please, the Lord is near you. Don't let him go. Enjoy. Just a few words. Even you cannot utter it with your mouth. He will come and you will enjoy a remarkable and memorable intimate meeting with him. If this is a human story and I'm reading this story, do you think I will continue? If the writer or that... If the writer of this story is changing the verbs or whatever you call it in the grammar in one sentence, I will close this book and throw it away. If I'm reading it as a love story, the writer is so low level writing, doing his mistakes. We will find a lot if we, when we go. Hopefully we will finish quickly. Let him kiss me. The good thing, she was asking for his kisses, but what she found? Did he give her kisses? No. Your love. The very thing you need, we all need to know about Jesus, is his love. Profound. And this is the first lesson we will learn when we meet him, is his is his deep love. For sure she forgot his love, about for her love to him. She didn't speak, "I love you, thank you for coming." No. His love is just overwhelming. She even forgot her love to say anything about her love to him, because it is not comparable with each other. What she discovered in this meeting? Can you read the verse and tell me what she discovered in meeting with him, other than his love? Anything? Anyone can share anything? At least to hope. Huh? His fragrance. What else? His name. Good. Great. What else? It's a lot. Six. Okay. Let us start. One, she has to know his love, as we mentioned. Two, his fragrance. But what fragrance? The fragrance of his good ointment. Your name is ointment. So the fragrance is about his name, not from the ointment. Am I right? His name, the name in the Old Testament means the person. Your fragrance of you is amazing. Your personality is amazing. The second I want to mention, your name, which is your person, poured forth. She has to learn fast about his cross, where he poured himself on the cross. First we learn about his love. He has to mention quickly about, I see his great characters, I need to touch on the cross. Because without the cross, we cannot grow. Or another fact she learned, that only virgins know love you. Only. What about the married? I'm not saying about married. The married as if they are not married in the Old New Testament version. The one who has nothing, God is number one. Only virgin can love him. Only. He has to be number one. No one can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot. As if we are trying. We always try to mix God with something else. But the first fact she learned from the first meeting with him, you cannot mix either money or certificate or job or human, nothing, in order to be able to love him. The third fact, the fifth fact, drove me away. Drove me. I'm not a virgin. I'm still attached to the world. And I cannot live without you. I cannot. After I enjoyed with you, she's not waiting till the end of the meeting to ask him to come again. No. Draw me. So I can run after you. I will not leave you more. I will not go back to status quo that I used to be. I want to be with you all the time. But draw me. Lord is good. Exactly like Peter when we were sitting, when he had the revelation of Jesus. Oh God, let us, it is good to stay with us, to stay here. She won't let him go. But there is an important fact she realized it from meeting with him, which is, draw me. I cannot come by myself. I tried so many times before to be in deep relationship with God, and I felt miserable. I said a day or a week or so, and I came back. Please draw me, so I can. You can cut the relationship or anything that hindered me with the world. Draw me. Draw me. Draw me. By the way, this is just a fact. Important fact. We never learned about it except in the New Testament when Jesus said that no one can come to me unless Father who sent me draws him. It's very clear in the New Testament. She realized it in the Old Testament just by his meeting. I can confess to you all that the most important things about the Bible, I didn't learn it from the big references I read, but I learned it from people who sell vegetables in the Sawab Meat or something like that, but in my country, in a cart, go from one place to sell vegetables. A butcher. They told me, they educated me about some stuff no reference can get. Yes, they cannot tell you this is from Adam Clark or Berkeley or whatever. No. But they give you the facts, the verses, that open your heart to more depth. She learned all this just by being with him. And this important fact also, she realized it. We will run after you. Before, I used to take you to my project, to my ways. I am the driver and you have to, God bless this, bless this, be this. I am the leader. But after seeing you, I will run after you. No longer I am the leader. You are the one. I'm not. Another thing that, and because of the time limit, I will tell you the biggest discovery I discovered in my whole ministry. I discovered it in this verse, which is God, me, people, God. What I used to do is, I pray for God, I see people, what they need, I do it so we can get them, draw them to the Lord. Am I right? They need the conference, they need the retreat, they need to do this. I need it. This needs something, I go run after him so he can be okay. This is very good. And I ask God always to help me to fulfill my ministry and to bless my ministry to these people. This was the majority of us. This is the way we always think. Or this is the majority where we start our ministries doing this triangle. But reading this verse, you discover this. It was a very wrong triangle. Me, draw me away. I get attracted to God. The people, we will run after you. The people will run after me. I don't need to do anything other being than being drawn to him, and the people are gonna go after him, after you. We will run. We run after you. Simple. She knew it because she enjoyed his presence. I didn't know. I followed all the ministries before me. I read all the books about many of the books about ministry. But this revelation is clear to everyone, no matter what your ministry is, small or big or whatever. Run, draw to the Lord. The people will follow and run with you. I just want to mention we will run after you. I will not go stumble as I stumble most of the time, but once you draw me, I will run. Not only me, but everybody around me. We are not taking Christianity serious most of the times. When we have time, we will do things. Do you know that those who run in the race all run? It is a race. I don't want to go through that verses a lot, but I want to mention to you one time I was coming from work back home in a small village where I was working near the grandfather of Nadine. In my way back to the main city where I live, I saw people running wearing clothes of the marathon. And I asked, they told me, oh, there is marathon. People were running hard. But keep going with my car after a few miles. I found other people wearing almost the same t-shirts with different number. But the one who was walking, the one who was drinking, the one who was lying in the street, they're not taking serious. All of them are in marathon, the same marathon. And they keep a few miles. They're not taking serious. Let us run. Therefore, I run. But I disciple my body and bring it into subjection. Hopefully, we will run, all of us. My question with this verse is, the king responded to her, answered her prayer or her thoughts. The first one, kisses, he did not give her kisses, he gave her love. What about his second wish? To run after him so people can follow up with her. Did he answer her? Answered her? Are you sure? No. He did not answer her. She wanna run after him. She wanna go after him. No. The king brought her into his chamber. No running. To his private room. And this is the way that the Lord always teach us. We need to sit down with him, to spend time with him, before you can go and do whatever you want. This is totally opposite about what human does. And this is also another proof. This is not Solomon and a girl. No, a man and a woman start in the private chambers in Rome. I give you a story, famous story in the Old Testament, just tell you that human cannot start in the bedroom. They have to start friendly, and they grow the relationship, then they go there. You remember the story of Amnon, the eldest son of David, the one who supposedly to inherit the throne. He loved his sister, Tamar. He became sick out of his deep love to his sister. But the first time he met his sister in a private relationship, on a personal level, it was in the bedroom. So the Bible said that he hated his sister more than the love he loved her before. This is not the way of human to start a relationship. But this is the God relationship. He starts from inside to know him first. Then you go out. That's why he didn't ask her, answer her prayer, but he took her. He took her the way he wants her. He's happy of her desires. Her desire is great. And he answered it in the way that helped her to grow and to grow more. Read that. John says, I am the door. If any enter by me, he will be saved and will go in and out. In first. You need to know him first, privately, before we go to speak about him. Amazing results of this personal meeting. I can't talk, because of the time limitation, about the chambers. What happened inside, I don't know. And it is a private for every one of us, spending a special and valuable time with the Lord. But I can know the results of this amazing meeting. As you're reading this, can you help me with any result of this meeting? we glad and rejoice. We will remember you more than the one. Rightly, do love you.
Yes.
By the way, how many persons get into the chambers? One. How many rejoice and glad? We. How many remember love? We. How many love everybody around me? Just go, enjoy, and everything can pass to the surroundings. You will be glad and rejoice. Not only when you meet him. I'm not okay, I'm okay, thank God. No. You have to be glad and rejoice. Full of happiness. Full of his joy inside your heart. We will remember your love more than the wine. Definitely we look at this water. It doesn't mean anything. No. Wine in their days is the only fun they have. They don't have a TV, theaters, cinema, nothing. No fun other than wine. But your love, we remember, we love it more than the best thing that the whole world offered to me. Rightly, do they love you? Rightly. Do you know what it means, rightly? In our normal ministry, myself go up and down, and people we care about, we encourage them to stand, follow the Lord. Few days they are down, we are. A few days they are down. But when I met with him, truly, truly, they love you. Amazing results. And thank God for this encouraging. Can we pray? I'm highly encouraging you. There is a totally different world there. Just ask, just seek, and you will be given. She's not much better, she's not better than you. This is you and me, and we need to know him in the right way. Enjoy his love. Discover his love. Discover his fragrance. Discover that you cannot do it without him. Enough struggling and trying by yourself. Rest on him. Let him do the work. Let him draw you. And you decide to follow him.